Today we are in 2 Chronicles chapter 14. This is our 11th study in 2 Chronicles, and Lord, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And Abijah rested with his fathers and was buried in the city of David. Asa his son succeeded him as king. And in his days the country was at peace for 10 years. The city of David, here in verse 1, is a reference to Jerusalem. Verse 2, Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. Asa had a deep devotion to the Lord, and he showed it by his hatred of idolatry. In verse 3 it says he removed the foreign altars and the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. The Asherah poles were idols. The high places were commonly used for the worship of false gods. You know, evidently, from these verses, it's pretty apparent anyway, that Asa's father, Abijah, when he was king, really let things slip, spiritually speaking, especially in his latter days. Now, he started out good, but with all this idolatry in the land, obviously, he tolerated sin when he should not have. But Asa cleaned house of anything the Lord his God didn't like. At least he did his best. And notice verse 4. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, and to obey his laws and commands. Asa must have understood the word of God as well as Israeli history, and that's why he commands his people to obey the Lord. If the nation will have good times and not bad times, they must live God's way. And he's doing his best as king to make that happen. Verse 5, he removed the high places and incense altars in every town in Judah, and the kingdom was at peace under him. In other words, he outlawed all idolatry. And God was blessing, as we see in verse 6. He built up the fortified cities of Judah, since the land was at peace. No one was at war with him during those years, for the Lord gave him rest. God blessed them with good times, and they were able to do positive things because they were obeying the Lord. Verse 7, let us build up these towns, he said to Judah, and put walls around them with towers, gates, and bars. The land is still ours because we have sought the Lord our God. We sought him, and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. God blessed them with good times, and they were able to do those positive things. And Asa understood that these good times they were experiencing were not the product of good luck, but the result of obedience to the Lord. Verse 8, Asa had an army of 300,000 men from Judah, equipped with large shields and with spears, and 280,000 from Benjamin, armed with small shields and with bows. All these were brave fighting men. So this large military came to be about a decade or so after the peace spoken of in previous verses. Verse 9, Zerah, the Cushite, marched out against them with a vast army and 300 chariots, and came as far as Marashah, an army of possibly 1 million soldiers from Ethiopia, now comes against Judah. Verse 10, Asa went up to meet him, and they took up battle positions in the valley of Zephatha near Marashah. Ethiopia started this war. Asa and Judah are simply going to try to defend themselves. But they know they don't have what it takes. They are no match for this huge army. Verse 11, then Asa called to the Lord his God and said, Lord, there is no one like you to help the powerless against the mighty. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rely on you, and in your name we have come against this vast army. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you. Asa knew he could never defeat the huge Ethiopian army, not by himself, and so he prays to God. Asa will trust God. He says, they are attacking you, Lord. And they were. Because whenever God's people are attacked, God is attacked. Verse 12. The Lord struck down the Cushites before Asa and Judah. And so God defeated that big enemy. And those who remained took off running. Look at verse 13. It says, the Cushites fled. And Asa and his army pursued them as far as Gerar. Such a great number of Cushites fell that they could not recover. They were crushed before the Lord and his forces. The men of Judah carried off large amounts of plunder. Ethiopia attacked Israel, trying to conquer them, trying to take the spoils of war from Israel. But instead, God defeated them. And for the trouble they caused, Israel collected many valuables from their fleeing army. Verse 14, they destroyed all the villages around Gerar, for the terror of the Lord had fallen upon them. They plundered all these villages, since there was much booty there. Gerar was actually a Philistine city. Evidently, they joined with Ethiopia in attacking Israel. Big mistake. Because they were defeated also, and they were plundered as well. 15. They also attacked the camps of the herdsmen and carried off droves of sheep and goats and camels. Then they returned to Jerusalem. And so the livestock and other supplies needed to sustain the Ethiopian million-man army, they were left behind in their panic. So Israel took all those things as well. We'll pick it up in chapter 15 next time. Until then, so long, everyone.